My name is Brian Wright, and this is the Shellac Stack. And today I'll be lacing up my traveling shoes as we listen to some 78 RPM records, starting with this one from Al Friedman and his orchestra. Not bad for an Edison record. Not bad at all. In fact, pretty good, I think. That's Al Friedman and his orchestra, recorded in New York City on September 20th, 1927. The Rollickers Quartet singing the vocal on I'm Coming, Virginia, a tune by Will Marion Cook and Donald Haywood. That was Edison 52102, one of only a handful of electrically recorded Edison records I have in my collection. The electrically recorded Edisons don't turn up too often. He didn't get into making electric records until about mid-1927, and then only for about 2 years until Edison went out of the record business entirely. And those later Edisons just don't turn up that often, but that's a pretty nice one. I'm Coming, Virginia. And that starts off this edition of the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, your host for a program of music from the era of 78 RPM records, the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, on into the 1950s. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, I'm putting my traveling shoes on because later this week I'll be heading over to Racine, Wisconsin for the Tribute to Bix Festival that Phil Pospicala puts on there. They bring in a couple of bands, there's a dealer's room, and I'm looking forward to it. It's been a number of years since I last went to that little festival. Maybe I'll see some of you there, I hope so, and we'll have a good time. So I thought we'd start with that, even though I'm not heading to Virginia. I'll be heading to Wisconsin, but I'll be passing through Indiana, which brings us to the next record. Art Hodes and his orchestra recorded for the Decca label March 17th, 1942. A tune by Ballard MacDonald and James F. Hanley. How would you like the name Ballard MacDonald? Just cool name. Decca 18438. The tune is Indiana, back home again in Indiana. And boy, Sidney DePerris just really wails on the trumpet on this thing. Have a listen. Thank you. And there's one of my absolute favorite recordings by the great cornetist Bix Beiderbecke. Sorry, Bix Beiderbecke and his orchestra, it says on the label. I suspect the original OK may have said Bix and his gang. I'm sure there are some Bixophiles who will know immediately how that was originally credited. But this is a Parlophone reissue, R2711, but pressed from the original master, so it sounds quite nice. Recorded New York City, October 25th, 1927, tuned by Howdy Quixel. Before that, Art Hodes and his orchestra, Decca 18438, from March of 1942, Indiana, back home again in Indiana. Two selections inspired by my upcoming trip to the Tribute to Bix Festival to be held this coming weekend in Racine, Wisconsin. And if you've never been, if you're in the area, you should consider it. It's a wonderful little festival. They bring in some marvelous musicians. There's a dealer's room. There is a record spinning session. There are seminars. It's a great way to spend 2 or 3 days if you can spare them. Well, this is a leap year. I didn't make note of that on my last program. I didn't think there was much reason to do so. And honestly, the last time I had a program, leap day, February 29th, was still a week off. So I wasn't really thinking of it yet. But I was reminded of the fact when listening to a local jazz program on the radio last night. And the hosts of that program made note of the leap day and a couple of well-known performers who were born on February 29th. And so I thought I would piggyback off of their research and bring you a few records by those musicians. First, it's Dinah Shore, who was born February 29th, 1916. And we'll hear her singing with Paul LaValle and his Woodwindy Tend of NBC's Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. And yes, they fit that all on the label of the 78, Victor 27622, recorded August 18th, 1941. That wonderful Hoagy Carmichael tune with lyrics by Mitchell Parrish, it's Stardust. After that, we'll hear another leap year baby, Jimmy Dorsey, playing with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. From 1932, we'll hear Oodles of Noodles, a tune that Jimmy Dorsey composed and played as only he can. Jimmy Dorsey was born February 29th, 1904. So two leap year babies now, starting with Dinah Shore. Here is Stardust.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Where stars were bright, you were in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, ever in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Thank you.
Whew. That is quite a ride. Jimmy Dorsey, alto saxophone solo, Thing Called Oodles of Noodles. Jimmy Dorsey with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. That's a Columbia Red Label reissue, number 36063, recorded in New York City, July 14th, 1932. Before that, Dinah Shore singing with Paul LaValle and his Woodwindy 10, Victor 27622, from August of 1941, the unmistakable Stardust. Well, let's see, we started off the program today with an Edison record by Al Friedman and his orchestra, and while I was rooting around my Edison crate to find that record, I pulled out a couple of others. I thought one good Edison record deserves at least another, and maybe two more. So first we'll hear Joutis' Society Orchestra. This is an old ragtime tune that goes back to the late 1890s. It was composed originally by Carrie Mills and became quite a hit in the ragtime era and seems to have survived well into the teens and early 20s. It was recorded quite often in the acoustic era. It's called Whistling Rufus. This is Edison 50305 from October of 1915. This is one of those embossed Edison records that didn't have a paper label. The information was embossed directly in the center of the record, making it kind of hard to read. But nevertheless, we'll take a listen. After that, it's Vincent Lopez and his orchestra. In honor of the upcoming revival of Shuffle Along, that wonderful musical by UB Blake and Noble Sissle, we'll hear I'm Just Wild About Harry, introducing another tune from that musical, Bandana Days. Edison 50988, recorded in New York City, May 17th, 1922. So a couple of Edisons for you now, big thick records. I guess the two of them together probably weigh 5 or 6 pounds, but we'll take them one at a time, starting with Joutis' Society Orchestra. Thank you. I really hope you're having as much fun as I am listening to these 78s here on the Shellac Stack, because, well, for me, this is a lot of fun. I love hearing these things, and records like that just make me glad. If you want to send me a note and let me know that you're listening to the program, and maybe let me know where you're listening to the program from, I'd love to hear from you. My email is shellacstack@gmail.com. That's shellacstack, S-H-E-L-L-A-C, S-T-A-C-K @gmail.com. Just drop me a little note, say hi if you feel like it. If you want to make a request, I welcome those too, and I'll do my best to find what it is you'd like to hear. Even if it's just to tell me a favorite song of yours and let me hunt down a version to play, that's always fun too. That was Vincent Lopez and his orchestra. I'm Just Wild About Harry, introducing Bandana Days, tunes by Noble Sissle and UB Blake, recorded in 1922. Before that, Carrie Mills' tune that goes back to the turn of the century, Whistling Rufus, played by Eugene Joudas and his Society Orchestra, credited on the label just as Joudas's Society Orchestra, Edison 50305, nice palindromic number, from October of 1915. Well, next up, I have two musical Rudies for you, starting with Rudy Bundy and his orchestra. It's a band leader I know nothing about. I only have the one record, but it's a pretty good record. I hung on to it, even though the record is in pretty bad shape, actually, but I've never seen another copy. It's Variety Record number 615, recorded July 20th, 1937. It's a tune by Hoagy Carmichael from the film Topper. It's called Old Man Moon. It's played as an instrumental here. After that, we'll turn to Rudy Vallee and his Connecticut Yankees, or perhaps that should be Rudy Vallee, as the accent is over the first E in Vallee. And I think he may have been introduced that way on radio from time to time, but I suppose it's more conventional now to just say Rudy Vallee. However you want it, you know who I'm talking about. We'll hear I Love the Moon, a tune by Paul A. Rubens that Rudy Vallee recorded on... Did you see what I did there? I kind of mixed the two. Valet. Recorded on August 7th, 1929 in New York and issued on the Victor label 22196. So, we begin our pair of musical Rudies with Rudy Bundy. ¶¶
love you, I love you.
Rudy's playing two moon songs. First, Rudy Bundy and his orchestra from 1937, Old Man Moon, followed by Rudy Vallée and his Connecticut Yankees. I think I'll go with Vallée this time. I Love the Moon, recorded for the Victor label in August of 1929. I have two more Victors for you now, and we're going to change the pace quite a bit with these. These are two gospel vocal groups. First, the Taiji Sisters, a group which I have an affinity for that I almost can't explain, except that a dear friend of mine who passed away last year was a huge fan of the Taiji Sisters and used to talk often of them. I don't think he knew them, but he had the records and he really, really liked them. And somewhere along the line, I managed to get in touch by email with a descendant of one of the Taiji Sisters. So there's a little bit of a sentimental connection, I suppose. We'll hear their Victor recording of Master, the Tempest is Raging, recorded for the Victor label 20515 in Camden, New Jersey, August 13th, 1926. And after that, we'll hear something maybe a little bit more hip, I don't know. Certainly the harmonies are a little bit more interesting. The Tascana 4, recorded for the Victor label 20185 in New York City, July 21st, 1926. It's Lead Kindly Light, an old staple in many hymn books, but seldom performed, as you will hear it here, unaccompanied by the Tascana 4. It's a wonderful, wonderful record, even if it's in less than ideal condition and you'll hear a little bit of blasting on some of the louder passages. I still think it's well worth taking a listen to. So I hope you'll enjoy both of these, beginning with the Taiji Sisters, and then stay tuned for a really cool record by the Tascana 4.
With blackness, no shelter. my feet, I do not ask you see.
Sometimes I come across records that are worn. The grooves are really grayed out. They look like they've been played to death. And I listen to the record, and it's a very mundane, conventional performance of a not-so-great tune. And I wonder to myself, who bought this and played it so many times that it got this worn? And it's not even a great record. But that's one by the Tascheana 4, Lead Kindly Light, where if the copy shows up in worn condition, as this one is, I get it, because it's a really neat record, I think, and really holds up to repeated listenings well. Just some marvelous vocal harmonies by the Tascheana 4. Before that, the Taiji Sisters, one that was in pristine E condition, make of that what you will, after what I just said, recorded in Camden, New Jersey. It's not that bad, though. Recorded in Camden, New Jersey, August 13th, 1926. Master, the Tempest is Raging. We got time for just a couple more records on today's Shellac Stack program. I was inspired to pull out this next one by my wife, who just returned from a week in Maine, where she was giving lectures and demonstrations of Japanese tea ceremony and geisha kota music, which is something of a specialty for her. And while in Maine, she picked up a bottle of Moxie for me and brought back a little of that soft drink that you can only seem to find in the New England area, and especially around Maine. I remember my first experience with Moxie on a family vacation to Maine when I was in high school, and I had heard of the soft drink but never had an opportunity to try it, and like so many people, when I first tasted it, I thought it was some of the most foul liquid I had ever put into my mouth. I just thought it was horrifically bad. I didn't have another chance to try Moxie until about a year ago, or maybe 2 years ago now, when a friend of mine in Pennsylvania happened to have a small stash that he had picked up from a bottler of Moxie, and he was a big fan and happened to have some on hand, so he let me try it again. And you know what? Whether they changed the formula or whether my taste buds changed in the intervening years, it wasn't as bad as I remembered. In fact, I kind of liked it. So when my wife found some in Maine, she brought it back for me, and we had a little bit of it last night, and it's kind of an herbally tasting soft drink, a little on the bitter side, but not nearly as bitter as I remember, and I suspect they may be adding more sugar or corn syrup, as the case may be, to it these days, but I don't know. In any case, we're going to listen to the Moxie theme song that was composed and recorded back in about 1921, here sung for us by Arthur Fields. This is a custom record that the Moxie Company had made by the Jeanette label. It has its own Moxie label, which is quite interesting to see. Maybe I'll post that up along with this program. You can have a look at it yourself. Anyway, Arthur Fields sings. The song is called Moxie from 1921.
Life's worthwhile if you smile. Your way you'll surely win if you will grin. With Moxie ready, you'll go steady. Moxie, oh Moxie, me for you. I don't know what I could do without you. As a drink, you're a hummer. In winter or summer, there's something so pleasant about you. Oh, you'll stand the test, for you are the best. I'll send all the rest down the line. Let others keep crying, you're so satisfying. There's nothing like Moxie for mine. Moxie, oh Moxie, me for you. I don't know what I could do without you. As a drink, you're a hummer. In winter or summer, there's something so pleasant about you. Oh, you stand the test, for you are the best. I'll send all the rest down the line. Let others keep trying, you're so satisfying. There's nothing like Moxie for mine. For Moxie has a flavor all its own. Good and pure, safe and sure. Let everyone proclaim its name and fame. In praises ringing while they're singing. Moxie, oh Moxie, me for you. I don't know what I could do without you. As a drink, you're a hummer. In winter or summer, there's something so pleasant about you. Oh, you stand the test, for you are the best. I'll send all the rest down the line. Let others keep trying, you're so satisfying. There's nothing like Moxie for mine. Moxie, oh Moxie, me for you. I don't know what I could do without you. As a drink, you're a hummer. In winter or summer, there's something so pleasant about you. Oh, you'll stand the test, for you are the best. I'll send all the rest down the line. Let others keep trying, you're so satisfying. There's nothing like Moxie for mine.
They actually published sheet music for the song Moxie, which I don't know if it was sold or if it was given away as a promotional thing with Moxie, but I've learned to play it, and I've had fun at a couple of ragtime festivals when I've been performing, pulling out Moxie and playing and singing it for people who've never heard it. It's a really catchy tune, I think. A lot of fun. Moxie, sung for us by Arthur Fields. And with that, we come to the end of today's Stack o' Shellac here on, well, the Shellac Stack. That wasn't a very clever turn, was it? I hope to see some of you in Racine, Wisconsin at the Tribute to Bix Festival later on this week. And if not, I'll see you back here for more 78s on the next edition of the Shellac Stack. Maybe I'll pick up a few goodies to play for you from the dealer's room in Wisconsin. But for now, I'll leave you with one more record by the immortal Bix Beiderbecke, one of my favorites of his. And we almost don't get to hear him on cornet at all. He only comes in at the tail end of this, but he's playing piano throughout, and it's a very seductive and interesting piano accompaniment he provides to the two greats, Frank Trumbauer and Eddie Lang. Credited on the label as Tram, Bix, and Lang, this is For No Reason at All in C. It was recorded in New York City, May 13th, 1927. A real gem of a record. I hope you'll enjoy it. Until next time, thanks for tuning in. I'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.